emergency vehicles in the area of North Waldron Road and North O. On the line now to talk with us about the latest news in the economy, John Taylor of Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. John, got my McDonald's cup here, a little coffee. McDonald's in the news?
They are, and this is really kind of interesting. McDonald's has a sandwich that they refer to as one of their iconic sandwiches. It's the McRib, you know, which is a foreign piece of meat made to look like a rib sandwich. But the interesting thing that McDonald's does is that this sandwich is not always available at all their stores. And so, in fact, there's even a couple of sites on the Internet that have popped up. There are people that love the McRib sandwich so much. It's called the McRib Locator. And you can notify this site where you've seen McRib sandwiches. I notice they popped up and they're in Fort Smith again. There's a reason why I'm telling you this long story. But there are stories on there about people that drive 6 hours, for example, because they go to this McRib locator, find that a certain store has the McRib, and they drive 6 hours to get the sandwich. Well, McDonald's reports sales this morning, and they say that their same-store sales in the U.S. are up 4.9%. And one of the things that they point to, or the analysts point to the sales increase, is the iconic McRib sandwich, as well as the beverages that they're serving. If you eliminate currency fluctuations, McDonald's sales system-wide globally were up 6.1%, but up 4.9% in the U.S. So just kind of an interesting story. And we need some levity, because the next thing I got to talk about is where we are on this tax bill. And many of our listeners saw the president yesterday live on TV saying that he had reached a deal with the GOP. Well, the problem is that his own party has not reached a deal. In fact, Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid both still expressing strong opposition to the deal. So we don't have a tax deal yet, and it may not even happen this week. And we're talking about the deal to extend the current tax rates, which are referred to as the Bush tax cuts, for another 2 years, to fix the estate tax problem. Whether it'll get done before the end of the year or not, who really knows? The other thing that's at risk is there's a whole host of things that are about 9 or 10 tax breaks that have been in the law for several years, like the $250 deduction for educators, that is for teachers that pay for classroom expenses out of their own pocket, some things like that. Those expired December the 31st of 2009. There's been a bill in the House of Representatives called the Tax Extenders Bill since November of 2009 to extend these for 2010. It hasn't happened. So we'll keep the listeners posted, but at this point, we still don't have a tax deal. Yesterday, when the president announced that there was a tax deal, the market surged, and then it did end up closing basically unchanged. It also caused a significant drop in the price of treasuries as large investors dumped their treasury securities, because the perception is that this extension of the tax rates will cause the deficit to be even larger. And so there's a lot going on. We'll keep everybody posted. A couple of other things, companies of interest. Costco, of course, primary competitor of Sam's, reported very strong numbers this morning, 71 cents a share profit, more than expected. Same-store sales up 7%, very impressive. But to kind of show you what's happening with some other retailers, Home Depot has released a forecast for next year, and they say they expect their sales to only grow about 2 to 2.5% next year. And they're only going to open about 10 new stores in 2011, and that's a drastic drop from the kind of pace that Home Depot was on in earlier years.
Well, and one of the things you pointed out, I've noticed at the stores, grocery stores, Karen noticed it, that some of the items that she normally buys, the boxes are getting smaller, but the price is the same.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? And it's happened. I had a client that pointed out to me about soap. I mean, who notices the soap you use in the shower in the morning? But he actually had gone to the trouble to verify this, and he pointed out that the soap was, I forget how much smaller than it had been, but the price was the same.
Wow. Well, John, we appreciate it. Hope to maybe tomorrow bring better news on this tax bill.
Well, and in the meantime, go find the McRib and make yourself feel better.
Well, I sure will.
Thanks, Bill.
John knows me too well. He knows me too well. Those McRibs, when they come back in, I'm ready.
Loyal followers, it is I, the legendary McRib sandwich. I'm back. Delicious as ever, as flavorful as I am unique. Oh, so boneless. For a limited time, enjoy me with the uniquely perfect taste of a Dr. Pepper and America's favorite fries. It's a pretty good deal.
My money, McRib!
And I, you young lady sporting foam McRib headgear.
The simple joy of barbecue bliss. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
There you have it. John Taylor talking about McDonald's. John Taylor could give you advice not only on the best places to get some food, but he can save you some money and make you some, too. Call him at Stern AG and Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. The number is 782-2527, 479-782-2527, or email him at johntaylor@sternag.com. ARN News coming up next.